Hello, this is the Black Lex, also known as Dark Swain, the Irregular Man. And you're listening to the Irregular Man podcast. What if life is a circle? Repeating and winding around itself in an infinite spiral upward and outward. What if, since our brains are like memory cards, or some have speculated anyway, once we die, we lose that memory card? Then we have no memories, but we still have self. And the self or the spirit becomes whatever it wants once again, and we begin from another point. What if life is designed like that? Is it scary to think that life is just an infinite circle? I mean, to know we repeat this life in some way without an ability to recall it, does seem scary. Is it some kind of insane cosmic amnesia that drives human life? I am reminded of a symbol of a snake eating its own tail. The symbol is called the Ouroboros. And it just represents infinite life, or life becoming itself again and again and again. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie called The Neverending Story, but there was a necklace that Atreyu wore, and it was also on the front of the Neverending Story book. And that symbol was of a snake winding around itself. And he called it the Auron. But it's just another Ouroboros. It's the same thing. I think that movie was sort of another symbol upon itself for life, as it is a never-ending story, something that repeats and maybe collapses in on itself to begin anew, swallowing itself whole and being reborn. It's quite a profound thing to think about. I mean, it's not a new thought. I mean, if you look in the Bible, of course, it says that there is no new thing under the sun. And I have no reason to even doubt that. Being a Christian, I do subscribe to the teachings, and I do find them very persuasive. I find them persuasive because they really are telling us about life, about how to live, about what's happening. And it's even so many years ago, you know, humans haven't changed that much. We still do the same things. It's also said that the sins of the father will be passed to the son. And no, just because I'm saying father and son, don't think I don't mean mother and daughter, or father and daughter, or mother and son. It's all the same. Symbolic. I had this book, or I do have this book, called A Course in Miracles. I bought it a few years ago as a vehicle to awareness and enlightenment, but I've distanced myself from it because being a Christian, you know, it's kind of a weird juxtaposition. It's like, you know, so I do know that there are some Christian apologetics that actually read the Quran and other holy books in order to understand or better defend our own faith. So I feel like I know why that I've distanced myself from it. And that's fine. Here's a short passage that I got from this short movie or short film that was on YouTube called Enlightenment. It goes like this. Quote, "Who understands the mind of a seeker? A seeker, not of wealth or materials, but true knowledge. By knowledge, I mean that things certainly don't add up. Since childhood, I have this compelling question. What is everything all about?" Unquote. What is it all about? Am I just standing on a circle? And the circle is moving round and round and round? Or am I the one walking the circle, only to come back around to the same point that I was? I mean, who knows? There are some times that I wake up in the morning and I think, man, what if I've lived this life before? What if this has happened to me before? No, it's not a bout of deja vu. I mean, there's been a lot of speculation about what deja vu is, and I really don't want to go into that. There's no reason to. But waking up in the morning, I'm confronted with the choice to get up and make a difference. Whatever the difference may be, I'm given the choice to become myself, to embrace my creativity, to pass down the knowledge that I've gained to my children, to love my family, to love my wife, and to really pour into this life all that it's given me. And that seems like a circle as well. It's like I'm recycling these teachings, this knowledge, and I'm just pouring it back in. I'm being given something, and I'm pouring it back in. I think that's a very beautiful concept. Circular, circuital, beautiful, wonderful. But if life is a circle, if we're just end up right back here again, it's best that we don't know, and we never will know. I think that's part of the plan. Anyway, thank you for listening. I'm out. Listening to the Irregular Man podcast. You can also find me on
on YouTube as The Irregular Man, where I produce videos each week. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram @ManIrregular. Thanks for listening.